Welcome to your cycling news on Friday, the 16th of January. Jonas Vingegaard and his team Visma Lisebike have confirmed an ambitious plan for the 2026 season, with the Danish rider set to race both the Giro d'Italia and the Tour de France. It will be Vingegaard's first appearance at the Giro, and the team believes that taking on Italy's Grand Tour will help lift his level heading into July rather than hinder his tour preparation. The Tour de France remains the main objective, but Visma said the Giro will play a key role in Vingegaard's build-up, giving him more racing days and high-intensity competition before the Tour de France. Vingegaard, already a two-time Tour de France winner and Vuelta a España champion, sees 2026 as the right moment to add the Giro to his career and test himself on a new Grand Tour challenge. SD Work Pro Time are at the Tour Down Under for the first time with clear ambitions to race for victory. The Dutch women arrive with a strong squad built around Femke Gerritsen, who will lead the charge in Australia. They say they want to be competitive on every stage and see the race as an important early start of the season. The team also brings a mix of experienced leaders and strong support riders capable of influencing the race on key terrains. SD Works Pro Time see the Down Under event as the chance to sharpen their form, gauge their rivals, and build confidence ahead of a long international calendar. For Gerritsen personally, the Tour Down Under offers an opportunity to show her climbing and all-round strength and to take leadership responsibility in a stage race setting. The team's broader goal is to compete at the front from the start, using the race to set up momentum into the European season and beyond. Derek G is refocusing his 2026 season on Giro d'Italia ambitions after his turbulent exit from Israel Premier Tech. G described his departure as, and I quote, "incredibly stressful," and says it took a toll on him personally and professionally. Now fully settled in his new team, he wants to put that chapter behind him and concentrate on racing. The Canadian says the Giro is his main target next year and is building his training and preparation around being in top form for Italy's Grand Tour. He believes the course and timing suits his strength and is determined to take advantage of his renewed focus and stability. G acknowledges the tough period of transition but says it's best to leave it in the past and move forward with confidence. His eyes are now firmly set on performing well at the Giro and making his mark on one of cycling's biggest races. This was your cycling news on this Friday. Remember to check out our website, sbs.com.au/sport, for all your cycling needs.